Well, our bond is going to be paid off in a couple of years, and it's a good idea always to have some projects in your district going on, like new roofs and new HVAC systems, so that you don't get behind. And as we look at the loan being paid off from 2013, we want to maybe restructure that loan, especially since interest rates are so good, and bring in some more revenue with that new bond. And there's a host of things that we want to work on, many of the things I just mentioned, but also probably the biggest project would be an addition onto the north side of Sherrard Elementary School. You know, right now the gym and the cafeteria are the same room, and it's very small, and you know, just really can't handle all the kids and programming. And so we would put a new gym on, a couple more classrooms, some office space for all of the physical therapists and occupational therapists and speech therapists and all that sort of thing. And so that would probably the construction of that would start next summer. Now, the board hasn't given a final vote on it, but I think everyone's of the mind that we are going to head in that direction, along with roofs and HVAC equipment and windows and stuff like that. We're going to combine it with some of the ESSER money, which is the COVID money from the federal government, and from some of it will come from sales tax, and some of it will come from a school maintenance grant and health life safety money. So we're going to combine all of that to get a lot of projects done in the next year or two. And so we're, you know, optimistic about a lot of good improvements taking place throughout the district.
Now, as far as the expansion at Sherrard Grade School, would there also be some additional classroom space provided under that plan?
Yes, there will be two more classrooms, another set of bathrooms for the students, and office space, and then a large gymnasium.
And then, so when you factor in all those funding sources, that means that you're not going to have basically a tax increase or a ballot question to do any of that.
Yes. Yeah, right at the top of the list is the goal of not raising taxes. You know, we're real firm on that. And in fact, if in the projects end up costing more than we thought, then we'll probably shave the projects off the list rather than raise the tax rate.